Ba'inein u'mechus ha'kipurim tzrichem tefilu la'kodesh avoloi la'truma. Ba'inein zot Rashi shlo'nitma v'meisai. If one of your seven mishpachas was mace, so, and you didn't bury him yet. So even if you didn't touch the mace, your brother Rachmanos was nifta, and you didn't touch him, but since you're a neinein, the locker is, you can't eat kachim. Tzrichem tefilu la'kodesh. Before you eat kachim, you have to go to the mikvah. Ma'ashen kein, for truma you're allowed to. If you didn't touch the mace, you're not tummy, you'll have to eat truma afterwards. A mechus ha'kipurim, could go in zav, she tov liyem shri. Somebody was a zav, and on the seventh day, he went to the mikveh. The sfer also, the hera shimshon, it came nighttime already. Ulomachros ukruya mechus ha'kipurim. At that night, the seventh day by night, or the eighth day, before he has to bring his kabonis, it's called the mechus ha'kipurim. That means he went to the mikveh already, even had hera shemish, just he didn't bring his kabonis yet. Shadayin goma tarosun tliya b'kabonai. He's not completely 100% Torah yet until he brings his karbonos. So locker is tzrich and tefila liyachashem the karbonoi imrotz alecho kodesh. Umar first time. Even after he brings his karbonos on that day, he remains with a din tumah on him until he goes to the mikveh another time. Mashen came to truma, it's okay. Even my mechusa comes at night to Hereshem, he's allowed to eat truma. He doesn't have any tumor on him, even though he has to bring a korban, or even after he brings the korban. So only a churmin kachim, in order to be able to eat kachim, you have to go to the mikveh again, even after you bring your kabonis. And all this we'll see in the Gemara, and I'll explain the reasons why the Rabbanan made these churmins by kachim over truma. So the Gemara, ba'akoydesh my time aloy. Now, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? Again, the ratio of the Mishnah said a chilik, that if you have two kelim that are tummy, you have a jar and a pot. So in the get to truma, you're allowed to put the jar inside the pot and be table them together in the mikveh. Now, Shenkin, by kachim, if you want to use this jar and pot, tea kachim in it, then you can't be table them one inside the other. But in more my time alone, what's wrong with putting both together? Omer av ilam if neshek feidoi shal kli choitzitz. We're afraid the inside kli, its weight, will rub down hard against the bottom kli, and it'll make a chatzitza there that the water won't be able to come in there. So therefore, it's not called a good tefila. Drashi kveidoi shal kli apnimi, the weight of the inside kli, hamachbed alachitzim, will weigh down on the outside kli. Shemunach b'soich, it's resting inside it. Chaitzis with neyamayim will stop the water from getting in there. V'yein tefila oilol oilazev oilazev, and me'ela both kelim will remain tamei. V'lekam neporich yihoch yafilu trumanami. The Gemara is going to ask if that's the real chashash, that you're afraid really the inside kli is touching the bottom kli, that the water cannot get there, so it's a real chatzitza mediraisa. So it shouldn't be good for truma either. The Na'al Mishnah says it's only not good for kachim, but for truma it is good. So see in the Gemara it's only a chash. No, it's not really that we're not really afraid of this. Because really there was water there before, so really we're not afraid of this. But we'll see in the Gemara. So first of all, I want to say the Rabbi Loi says the reason is because of chatzitza. For the Gemara, no. For me, this sefer mishum chatzitza, reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The next part of the Mishnah talks about hilchas chatzitza. What stops the water from getting in? Mashma, the reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah is not talking about hilchas chatzitza. Where's the raya? Tiktani sefer. The next part of the Mishnah says, for loy kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. That hilchas kachim is different than hilchas truma. Sheba Kodesh, when you want to be table this napkin, this towel that you want to use for kachim, what you have to do is first matir. If there's any knot in the towel, you have to untie the knot. Now this for sure is hilchas chatzitza. What's wrong with having a knot in the towel? We're afraid if you have a knot in the towel, it'll stop the water from getting in there. This is hilchas chatzitza. So the next part of the Mishnah says the chumra, that by kachim you have to be makbid of chatzitza, not to have a knot in the towel, is matir, untie it, or menagiv, and dry it, well also there shouldn't be a chatzitza there, or matfil, and then be toiled with yachaka kosher, and then if you want to tie it back again, or vatruma, the Mishnah says, but you want to toivel this towel, just to be able to be used, to with truma, then kosher, if you want to even make a knot like a tchila, v'yachaka matfil, and then be toivel. So that's the loch of the sefer of the Mishnah about hilchas chatzitza. So it's mashma that the reisha is talking about something else. So Mura says, no, I'll tell you, reisha of the sefer mishum chatzitza. That's not a kasha. True, the sefer talks about hilchas chatzitza, but maybe the reisha is also talking about hilchas chatzitza. They're both talking about shalas if the water won't touch the whole kli. Utsricha, I need both cases of the Mishnah. The Yashmin and Reisha, if I would have just heard the Reisha with two kelim, one inside the other, Haba min hainu taimad l'koydish loi, mishum kvedish okli, the Yikah, that's a very good reason. I would think the kachim were afraid that maybe the inside kli will be pressing down too hard on the outside kli, and it's a real chatzitza. No water will get there. So that's why for kachim were makbid, that's not called the good tefillah. I will say for the lack of kvedish kli, but the safest time you have a towel that you have a knot in the kli, but there's no weight, there's nothing pressure pulling one to the other. I would think maybe even for kachim also there's nothing wrong with it. So what if there's a small knot there? Like we said, about we're not talking about a very tight knot that water can't get through it. We're talking about mustam, a little loose knot. So there's no pressure there, there's no weight there. So I would think there even for kachim maybe it's good. So that's why I need the safer also. For the Gemara then, so good, just say the sefer, don't say the resha. No. V'yashmin in sefer, I would just hear the sefer by the towel. Have a minayin of time with the Kurdish low. You know where I would think by kachim it's no good.